Blackpool Illuminations, we're backstage, we're in the tour bus, and we're with the man who's going to be switching on the 2015 Illuminations, Tim Burton. Tim, how excited are you for it?
Well, it's great. I mean, I love Blackpool. I've been coming here for years, and I'm sitting in my first tour bus, which is also exciting, but also the idea of switching on, you know, it reminds me of, you know, the Frankenstein movies, you know, just pulling the switch, you know, the mad scientist. So I'm very excited about it. And I've never been here during this time, so.
And you say you've been to Blackpool many times, so tell us about those times that you've been.
Well, I think the first time it came, it was to see the group The Killers at the Winter Garden. And I just fell in love with it and came back many times. A lot of the stop motion things I've done, they do in Manchester. So, you know, anytime I'd go there, I'd just end up staying here. And, you know, then ended up shooting a music promotion for The Killers here in the ballroom and on Pleasure Beach. And then, you know, the last movie I did, Blackpool wasn't in the script, but it just felt like part of the vibe of the film, so we sort of wrote it into the script.
So what attracted you to Blackpool? Obviously, you said you'd come to watch The Killers. When you came here, what gave you that vibe that this was just a unique and great place?
Well, it's just a mixture of things, and I don't know, just, I think everybody has whatever is inside them that makes them feel a certain way, and I think I always remember, you know, like growing up in Los Angeles, there was this old Santa Monica pier that just, I used to go there and walk by myself, and it's that kind of, like, the Who, Quadrophenia, kind of the ocean crashing and the waves and the sort of the beauty and the texture of, like, the amusement park and some of the buildings and the history of it and the old and the new together. There's just something about it that just connected with me.
Mm. And like you say, the film that you came to this year, I mean, that created a huge hysteria around the town. Did you feel that when you were here?
Yeah, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, it's a good thing.
Hysteria can be looked at several different ways. But, no, again, everybody was great here. And I don't know, for me, it's just, it's hard to sort of put into words, which is, I think, sometimes the best thing about place or any feeling. It's a feeling as opposed to an intellectual kind of, you know, concept.
Yeah, and the film then, can you tell us, you know, snippets of the film, what's the film going to be like? Can you give us a little bit on that?
I'm just starting working. I mean, we finished shooting, but I'm always reluctant to say, because I could say it's a drama and then it turns out to be a comedy and then I'm wrong, or it could, you know, vice versa. So, but, you know, I mean, I was attracted to the material, a book called, you know, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, which, you know, something that sort of spoke to me. It had a sort of mystery to it. And again, which that's why I put Blackpool into it. There's just, as a place, there's just something that sort of feels like the vibe of what I liked about the book.
And the Illumination switch on, it's a big honor, and you know, like I say, it's the first time you've come here. What can you describe to us, like, when you got that phone call, when you were asked, and what was your feeling about it?
Well, I mean, I always love getting asked strange things, you know. I mean, that's the great thing, as you get older, it's like, it's always, you know, when you're a child, everything's a surprise. So as you get older, it's like everything, you know, that happens that's like a strange question is a surprise. So just, you know, that's why I decided to do it. I've been asked to do, you know, other things, but this one was something that just felt just personal to me. So
do you know yourself, when you flip that switch, of course we've got brand new digital mapping on the tower. Do you know anything about it?
No, I'm just gonna wait and see, like everyone else. See what happens.